and use our body in devotional service, use our desires for executing the mission of the Lord, and to become pure devotees, get rid of our sinful reactions, get rid of our sinful desires, and go back home, back to Godhead. In the purport, it was mentioned, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.7, Mata Parataram Nanyat. Some of you might recognize this verse. It's a very nice analogy. Krishna often uses analogies, very nice analogies. Mata Parataram Nanyat Kinchitasti Dhananjaya Mayi Sarvamidam Pratam Sutre Manikana Iva. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. I have to stop. It's time. Maybe someone has some questions. In line. It says here that it's still 8:45.
Special guests, special guests.
Okay. So what Maharaj Ambarish was doing was he was, which did I take it from? 6:18. Here, you want some prasadam? Maharaj Ambarish was using his ears in hearing of the activities of the Lord. And this is why we read Krishna book in the evenings. Do you have Krishna book in the evenings sometimes? Private reading? Krishna book is full of stories about Krishna in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka. And it's got the most amazing stories. Now, one of the effects of listening to Krishna Katha is that you forget all your problems. You forget all your enemies, all your anxieties. Haristori Prabhu, one Prabhupada disciple who lives in Mayapur, he was telling that when he got to the story that Krishna got married to 16,108 ladies, it was like too much. He just thinking this was just not possible, how it would be possible. How can Krishna marry with 16,108? Well, first of all, who did he marry first? Rukmini? And second? And third? Sachibama and Jambavati. Number four? Kalindi? And then you got four more? They're just briefly told. Go on then. Oh yes, Nagajiti. Yes, that's eight. Nagnajiti, what's her other name?
Satya.
Oh, that's Satya. Also, there's one more. Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, Kalindi, Nagnajiti, Bhadra, Mitravinda, Lakshmana. This, the story of Nagnajiti, her father, the king, he made a test. He got these seven bulls, and he said, whichever prince can bridle these bulls can take the hand of my daughter. And so many princes were trying, and they were getting their bones broken, and then finally Krishna thought, I will go. And Krishna expanded himself into seven Krishnas. And each Krishna took one bull, and that's how he managed to subdue them. So when Krishna was in Dwarka and he got married, he married the 16,100 all on the same day. He built 16,100 palaces, and they're all nicely described. The details are given of how nice these palaces are, that the coral and the sapphire and the diamonds, everything is described. He married them all on one day by making expansions of himself. Humans can also do that. There are some yogis who can appear in more than one place, and Kardama Muni could even make himself into 9, which is the maximum that humans can do. But Krishna, he can do anything. He can be in everyone's heart, and he can be on the altar in every temple, and he can also be in 16,100 palaces. And Narada Muni was so curious, he went to look in these palaces what Krishna was doing, and all these stories are described in Krishna book. Please ask a question. Hi. Yes?
In the beginning of Purport, I think it says if we surrender only once, so that's enough. It says it's enough. So because it's some days it's difficult to surrender. It's just one day you surrender and that's it.
Once, thank you for the nice kirtan that you did just before the class. So in the beginning of the purport it says that even if we only surrender, even only once, we'll get saved. And sometimes it's difficult. It's in the verse. Although not having fully realized Krishna, persons who have even once surrendered completely unto his lotus feet are freed of all sinful reactions. So that's the true method of atonement. But it is possible to sin again afterwards. Even when we get initiation, our guru, he takes our sins. Our guru might take our sins, thank you. But afterwards, then we make some more. Oh, well, maybe you don't. But most people then afterwards are not completely free from sin. They make new sins. Vaishnava Bharat, and there are still some old habits that people fall back into sometimes, and some accidental fall downs. So it's not that we are free from making mistakes or sins. And some people might say, well, if we're free from old sins, then how can we get illnesses, or how can we get accidents? So I've been told that this is called Krishna karma, that Krishna can use some of our karma that we would have had to teach us some lessons that we need to learn. So if you surrender, all your sins are gone. And Krishna says it in 1866, remember? Did I read it? Oh, he said it in the verse. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. So once you've surrendered, Krishna will never let you go. He'll never, you'll never get as low as you would have been if you had never surrendered. Sometimes people even leave ISKCON and they try and forget Krishna, but they can't. Once you've met Krishna in the temple or in his books, then you can never forget that he exists. Once you know he's there, you can never forget him. You will always know who is Krishna and where he is, even if you don't want to do it. Sometimes it happens that after years a devotee comes back because forget that, I want to enjoy material life, and then there's no taste, and then they come back. You heard any stories like that? Yeah. But we still have our freedom to choose. So you surrender, but Krishna will still not force you. You still have your freedom to There was one devotee in our Namahata. I was a Namahata devotee. And he got a desire to go down the pub. And he went down the pub. And so he got this. He went there. And he got there and it was closed. Special event, marriage party, today it's closed. So then after some time, he went again. And he started talking to a girl. And then afterwards he said, "What's your name?" And she said, "Maya." In some countries that's a real name. Here also? Anyway, it was her real name, Maya. And he got like a shock. And then one sannyasi said to him, "Krishna will save you once, he will save you twice, but if you keep on doing it, he'll let you do it." Like Srila Prabhupada had a son who wanted to touch a fan. There was in India they have fans because the weather is a little hotter than it is here. And his son wanted to touch it. So then he took out the plug. He said, go, okay then. He said, "No, don't touch. His mother's coming, don't touch. He said, "Oh, okay, if you want, touch." Ow! So his mother is saying, don't do it. But in the end, if he wants to, okay. Who won't? In Holland they say, if you don't learn by listening, you will learn by feeling. Sometimes when a devotee joins ISKCON, he's not quite clean of all his old habits because the fan is still turning. If you pull out the plug, it still turns a little bit. I'm very happy to be here in this temple. I've been out there for a few days. I've been staying with relatives, and out there in cities in the West, they're like a spiritual desert. And the ISKCON temples are like an oasis. So yesterday I was in the airport, they always have a room that's called a prayer room. So it was at least quiet. And it was, I could chant quite nicely, but it's not the same as being in an ISKCON temple. This is a special place. It's like you walk through a door. On the television when I was a child, there was a program called Doctor Who. Do they have it over here? It looks like a telephone box, but when he goes inside, he's in a spaceship. He's like in a different dimension. So when you walk through that door, you're not in Slovenia, you're in the spiritual world. And even though I don't know any of these words, I don't even know how to pronounce them, but still I can sing the songs, I can recognize the pictures, because in all the countries they're the same. This reminds me, the deities remind me of the ones that are in Bangladesh, in Dhaka. They have like these big ears. They have Panchatattva in Wari, Dhaka. Has anybody been to Bangladesh? Anybody ever go to India? So I would request the brahmacharis, even if you speak English, please, when you go to India, go to Bangladesh. There are some very nice temples and they would appreciate it so much. So the temples I want you to go to is Dhaka and Chittagong. They've got a temple in Chittagong. They've got two or three, but they're building, it's almost finished. It's going to open this year in December. And the temple president is a brahmachari, and they have 70 brahmacharis. At Mangal Arati, it's packed. They all go. Last time I was there in the autumn, I decided to go to Mangal Arati early to chant a little bit. I was in the temple room at 4 o'clock, and temple president was already chanting. There was about 10 of them in there already at 4 o'clock chanting. I was very impressed. And he was chanting nice. There are not very many Matajis. They don't have a Matajis ashram because it protects the brahmacharis. Because some girls, they go there to look for a sadhu for a husband. If you want a good husband, you get a sadhu. So to protect the brahmacharis from this kind of Matajis, they just have no Matajis ashram. So there are very few Matajis in the Mangal Arati, but loads of brahmacharis. So go there. Give them your association and get their association. So this new temple that they're opening, they're having the best of the best. It's engraved marble and first class wood windows. Big temple, they're purpose built on top of a hill. It's called Prabhatak. And in Dhaka they have two temples, Swami Bagh and Wadi. Swami Bagh is also one of these temples with lots of people at Mangalarati. Not so many ladies, but lots of Prabhus. And a very lively, big congregation there, Dhaka, big city. It's in the middle of the city. Big congregation, so please go there also. And if you have time to go preaching, you can go, just get a tourist visa, go to the look like a tourist when you get the visa, go with two people together, two brahmacharis together. And I was told previously to cross the border looking like a tourist also, but these days I just go like this. I just say I'm going to visit my friend. But to protect the ISKCON devotees, they told, look, go, say you're a tourist and look like one. And I felt so uncomfortable doing it. I had these two white lines if I take off my tilak, I got these two white lines and a white nose. It looks so stupid. And I'm pretending to be a tourist. I got my hair tied like this because I can't put it down. I don't feel right. So they were thinking, is she a spy or something? And they put the secret police on me, tracked me. Anyway. So if you can, be a tourist. And of course, once you cross the border, you can put on your clothes. They would appreciate it so much. They one time I was there for 5 months in Bangladesh, I didn't see a single white lady for 5 months. I saw a couple of brahmacharis and a couple of sannyasis, but white people are very rare, and they appreciate it so much. Bangladesh is 80% Muslim country, and the Hindus are told, Hindu religion is second class and they don't get the best jobs. And then some foreigner comes and says, we have loads of temples in the West. It's a great religion. And they're very inspired. And they're very inspiring. Lots of people go to Mayapur, but not. You can almost walk to the border. It's so close. It's as close as Calcutta to Mayapur. Mayapur to the border. When I'm there, I'm saying Prabhu, not more than 3 classes a day. They're taking me this place, this place, this place. So please go there. Anyone has a desire to go? Does anyone have a desire to go? Okay, I'll give you some numbers. Some context. Give me your email. You want to go this year? You want to come with me? I'm going October, November. You're wearing white? Are you going to get married? Nice of you to travel with a brahmachari. I'll give you a brahmachari if you've got one. Yes, very nice. Your brothers? Yeah, nice. Very nice. How will you get the money for flying? Oh, you have to get permission for your temple present. Oops. Anyway. It will be very interesting. Have you been to India? Oh, have you been? Oh. And it will be an interesting experience. So if you want to go to Bangladesh, you have to get a visa, and you can get it in Calcutta. If you don't get it here, you can get it in Calcutta. But it starts the day they give it. So usually I wait until I'm there. Be in India a little bit first, acclimatize. If you want to go to India, best time to go is October, November, and February, March. After March it will be too hot. I'm going on Tuesday. It's already very hot. It's in the 30s. It's like at the moment 34, 35 degrees. Then it rains. It rains July, August, September. But in Kartik and Guru Purnima, it's also very busy. Like, you know, get crushed in the temple room, if you can get in the temple room. 2,000 people at Mangal Arati. Anybody go this year? Do you go sometimes? So, thank you for having me here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.